On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU baseball team is back in action this week. They will play a midweek doubleheader against Minnesota State Mankato, and then next week we'll travel back to the Metrodome to take on Minnesota Duluth. Logan Callis with us. Logan, through six games right now, as we talked before the Mankato series, it's the biggest downfall or problem in your mind, and what you guys have been able to do as of late?
We've had some close games. I think guys are just gripping the bat a little bit too tight, you know, putting a little bit too much pressure on early in the season than it really should be. Early in the season, you're just trying to get in a flow for things, so guys can't worry about that. We've had more, we've had opportunities to win games. It's just got to let it happen.
Well, it's not like you guys are playing terrible either. So one little mistake is really magnified in a close game. You've played this game long enough to know this, but how hard is it to just forget about one bad at-bat or forget about one error and just move on?
Yeah, that's baseball. It's a fickle game. I mean, it's something that you can't take a bad at-bat into the next at-bat. Otherwise, it's not going to go well. But it's not by any means easy, but that's something that, again, is like early season corrections.
Well, Lewis Bauman had a couple of errors, and then, boom, it goes deep. And in a close game, again, those kind of things can certainly help you. The more that Wayne State game went, do you feel like you were going to get them finally, or did it kind of feel like, oh, man, we let another one slip, another chance slip by?
Yeah, it definitely felt like we were going to get them there. I think we must have had, like, three chances to walk off, so... And we had some good guys in big positions where normally I think they would drive some runs in and get us a win.
You can play almost anywhere. You do play almost anywhere. You were a DH and you were a pitcher down there. You can play the outfield. You can play the infield. Perfect world. Where would you put yourself?
I love doing that, honestly. It's great to be able to move around. I think it gives me some options. Whatever gets the best lineup on the field. So it keeps me interested in the game, instead of standing at one position all season. It makes it fun for me.
You're from Little Falls. Got a couple of guys from Little Falls on this year's team. There's been a lot of Little Falls players over the years that have come here. What's the connection in your mind?
I think we've talked to some of the older guys and decided to come up here and give it a shot with me and Riley, and we like what we've seen, and I think it's similar to how we play in Little Falls, and it's a good transition for us.
How much influence did you guys have on Joey Hanowski coming up?
I think that we showed him around, and he's excited to come up here and play with us after the experiences we had with baseball and hockey, but by no means did we make Joey come up here, but I think that it's very enjoyable to have him up here.
No secret, he scuffled at the plate last weekend against Wayne State. Did you guys talk with him? He's played enough. He probably knows, and you probably could just leave him alone too, couldn't you?
Yeah, he's a kid that knows. Popping up the two bunts, that's something where he comes back. I know I don't have to say anything. As far as scuffling a little bit, he's a freshman in a really tough conference that's going to happen. We faced two tough lefties. We didn't even face a righty that day, so it's a big challenge for him.
What's it like hitting in that big cavernous building with 50 people in it?
I like it. It's weird hearing the bat and everything, but I mean, it's the biggest hitter's eye in the world. You got a big blue background up there, so the pitcher looks like he's nice and close. It's good.
You guys, with Mankato and Duluth, two pretty good teams, you guys know you got to play pretty well this next 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, you have to come out and play every inning, especially, you got the Mankato kids. They like to get after you, so... It's going to be a challenge, and really that's what it's going to be this whole season. Every week in and out, it's going to be a challenge.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU baseball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.